First time this year, we get to talk with our good friend from the Argus Leader, follows USF and Augustana Athletics, Matt Zimmer. How are the holidays, Matt?
Real good. How about you guys?
Good. It was good. Good time to be away. Did you travel anywhere? Did you do a lot of family stuff? I think you were at the Vikings game, weren't you?
I guess I did. I went up to the last Vikings game. I got to, that was on Sunday the 29th. I went up and visited some family for Christmas on Saturday the 28th. And then, so only had about a 20-minute drive to the stadium Sunday morning and was glad to get to be there for the last day of the Dome.
Were you able to get anything out of the stadium before you left?
Just my souvenir pennant. I did not bring any power tools or anything like that.
No. Yeah, kind of tough to do that, isn't it? Let's talk about this the Northern Sun Conference right now. I think the Augustana men, they are, tied for third right now in the league, and I think they've been playing some pretty good basketball. Do you think the Augie men can make a run in the Northern Sun Conference tournament?
I really do. I've been pretty impressed with them all season. I mean, it's funny. It's kind of the second year in a row that they lost a bunch of guys, and everyone kind of wondered how they'd be able to reload, and they're doing it again. And, you know, this year they're doing it with even less experience. I mean, last year, obviously, they had Cam McCaffrey, a real impressive senior who could sort of put the team on his back. Well, this year, they've got two guys doing that. They're both sophomores, Dan Jansen and Casey Schilling, and those guys just keep getting it done game after game. And I really thought this past weekend was going to be a big test for them. Not that Mary and Minot State are necessarily two powerhouses in the league, but that's a really tough road trip to go all the way up there. You're basically going to Canada, and you know, between the weather and just spending all that time on the bus and then having to play a couple of basketball games, and then for them to win the way that they did. The game against Mary on Friday night, they were losing the entire game, down by double digits for most of the way. Tom Bilder told me even his son turned it off. He was so confident that Augie had lost. And they came back and won that one. And that's really big, obviously, to be on the road after a long road trip and get a come-from-behind win. But then I think equally impressive is the fact that they went out the very next night, didn't have a letdown, you know, or just be tired, exhausted from having to exert all that energy to come back and win a game in overtime. And they beat Minot fairly comfortably. So I think that, again, just kind of does what they've done all year, and just they keep backing it up, you know, they keep proving it, and because I think everyone's kind of seeing what they're doing, seeing that some of the numbers that Casey and Dan are putting up, and saying, well, you know, let's see them prove it against this team or that team, or see how they respond to this or that, and so far they've answered just about every one of their challenges, and so I don't see any reason, especially since it doesn't look like anyone in the Northern Sun right now is really a dominant, going to run away with it sort of team, so you know, whether it's competing for an actual regular season conference championship or just, you know, having enough in them to make a run or build a strong enough resume to get into the NCAA tournament, I definitely think they got a shot.
So does that say more about the kids, or does that say more about Tom Billiter and his staff that they didn't have that letdown on Saturday after everything on Friday, Matt?
I don't know. I think, you know, it helps to have good kids, and that's, you know, one thing that Tom's always done real well is bring in players that can step in and play at this level right away, because we know some kids aren't ready to do that right out of high school, and obviously they're proven that they can do that. But, yeah, also I think Tom and his staff are good motivators, and I asked them about that, you know, how they sort of made that adjustment going first on the road and then from Friday to Saturday, and he said, you know, we'll try whatever we can to get these guys motivated, but you definitely get a sense that him and his staff are starting to get a sense themselves that these players are pretty self-motivated. So I think probably they're even, you know, last year Tom admitted to me a couple of times that his players exceeded his expectations a little bit and impressed him, and I would certainly expect he would probably say the same thing again this year.
You certainly don't want to let down this week because they'll be at home hosting Bemidji and Crookston, two teams that they should beat this weekend. I think the big win by USF men over Moorhead on Friday, that was huge because I thought Moorhead was going to be about the team that they were last year and be one of those top teams in the league. And tell you what, the Cougars took them out early and often on Friday night.
Yeah, that was really a big win. I mean, I kind of looked at, you know, Moorhead and Northern coming in, a couple of teams. Obviously, the North isn't as strong as the South, but like you said, those are two pretty good teams that both had a pretty good year last year. I was fairly certain that USF was going to lose both games, and for them to not just beat Morehead but crush them. I mean, it wasn't even as close as the 22-point deficit. They completely controlled it from tip to finish.
Does that mean Northern, the team that easily beat USF, that could be a team that could battle for a division crown?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think, you know, I thought USF winning that game against Morehead was so big for them, because if they did go 0-2 this weekend, they're talking about a 6-game losing streak, and then you really start to wonder at what point the players start really doubting themselves and battling confidence issues, and, you know, you wonder if you're going to lose them or something like that. So I thought getting that win was so big for them that I expected them to come back the next night and beat Northern, because Northern had just played completely terrible the night before, getting beat by 40 against Southwest State, and then they come out and play great and beat USF. So, you know, it just goes to show you can't compare scores or think you're going to know what's going to happen on this night based on another night. But I think, you know, I asked Chris Johnson and Charles Ward both after the loss to Northern if they still felt like it was an overall net positive for the weekend to go 1-1, and they both said yes, and I understand why they would, because they needed a win. But for me, it felt pretty disappointing from a USF standpoint. I think once they beat Morehead Friday night playing as well as they did, I don't think Northern's as good as Morehead is. So for them to come out the next night and really never threaten to win the game, I thought that was, you know, sort of a case of one step forward, two steps back. So a little bit of a disappointing loss for them. As far as what it says about the North, you know, Northern State, those teams, your guess is as good as mine. I mean, obviously those teams at the top, St. Cloud State, Morehead, Northern, they're always going to have really nice records, because there's three or four teams in the North right now that aren't very good that they're really able to pad their record with.
That's true.
So, I mean, I don't know. Morehead has been the class, and Morehead played well against teams in the South last year. So it's hard to say. Like I said, your guess is sort of as good as mine. We'll probably find out come conference tournament time.
He's Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader, covers Augustana USF for the newspaper. So in relation to USF, is that the kind of team that Cougar fans are going to have to, I don't want to say accept because that sounds bad, but I mean, is that kind of the up and down ride that they're going to expect for the rest of the year, where you'll have stretches of good, but then you'll also have stretches where you're not playing so well?
Well, I mean, every team battles that to some degree, I suppose. But I think in USF's case, it's just the fact of they've got a lot of new faces this year. They graduated a few guys last year and also had some guys that didn't come back for whatever reason. They brought in a lot of freshmen. They brought in a lot of transfers. And I get the sense that this whole season is just that they're still in adjustment period, you know, and that sort of bears out in what you see, you know, playing so well on Friday night and looking like they haven't figured out, and then the next minute not looking very good. So I do think on some level, when you've got so many new guys, and on top of that, I know Chris Johnson's installing some new stuff and changing up their schemes a little bit. So I think there is a little bit of inconsistency that they're going to continue to battle with, because, you know, it's not as simple as just figuring it out in 1 year. You know, that's the one risk when you bring in transfers, is they've only got 2 years of eligibility. They don't have a lot of time to get on the same page with everybody. And, you know, the good news, I think, if you're Chris Johnson or USF fans, is he's had a lot of teams over the years that were inconsistent early in the season and midway through the season and tended to sort of figure it out towards the end. And if you're USF at this point, that's basically what you got to hope for, because obviously they're not going to win enough games to have any sort of chance at, you know, at large bids at postseason or anything like that. I mean, if you're a Cougar fan right now, you just got to hope that this team continues to play well and is playing their best basketball at the end of the season. And then once you get into that conference tournament,
get hot,
you know,
yep.
Right. And at the very least, I'm sure they're hoping they win that first game to get into the Pentagon. That would be sort of a goal to shoot for. But yeah, if you're playing your best basketball that time, who knows? You get a couple upsets and there you are.
USF, by the way, at Duluth and St. Cloud this weekend. One more note here with Matt Zimmer. Chris Dixon coming back to the Sioux Falls Storm. I think some of us are not too surprised that it happened, but it's a great get for the Storm. Your thoughts with the Storm getting Chris Dixon coming back?
Did we get a comment from the IFL and their commissioner or anything putting on what they thought about Chris Dixon coming back?
No suspensions yet from the league for the team.
They didn't drive him back to town in a van or anything, did they?
It was not a green van, not at all, down by the river, nothing at all.
No, I mean, I wasn't surprised either. And even when Chris left to go to the AFL last year, you just sort of had a sense that it wasn't a permanent thing and that he might be back at some point. So when they said there's going to be a big announcement, that's kind of what I figured it would be. And obviously it's good for them, because he was a great player when he was here. It's, you know, now he's a little bit older. He's going to be 32, I think. He is 32. Will he be exactly the same player he was? Maybe not. But, you know, let's face it, the Storm last year won a championship with Terrence Bryant, who was 37 and hadn't played football in 3 years. So you bring in Chris Dixon, who's 32 and was just playing in the AFL last year, and he played pretty well in the AFL. I know he didn't ever really get a chance there, but when he did get a chance to play, he definitely proved himself at that level. So I'm sure the other teams in the IFL heard about that and kind of
crap
threw up their hands a little bit and kind of wondered what that means for the rest of the league, but it's definitely good news for the Storm.
What's your assignment the rest of the week for the Argus Leader?
Well, I'm covering the Stampede game tonight and probably doing some follow-up Stampede stuff, and then I'll be at Augie this weekend for their doubleheaders against Crookston and Bemidji.
All right, are you back on your weekly live chat at ArgusLeader.com?
I'm full bore, back to work, full-time.
Every
Tuesday. We're back to the grind, Craig.
Sweet. All right, well, we'll see you at the gym here real soon there, Mr. Zimmer.
All right, thanks, guys.
You bet. Matt Zimmer from the Argus, his live chat, ArgusLeader.com, every Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You can join in or watch along right there at ArgusLeader.com.